Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yes, lads, we're back. How the other half live?
Yay!
The big news, Harry Cafani's birthday.
Have
is it? What'd you get, Harry? What about Ian Wright's body warmer? Andy, have you seen that?
No, is that shocking?
Oh, the biggest of
huge,
all time. It's absolutely huge. It's like your dad's, your dad had a body warmer, it'd be that.
Exactly, Simon, I'm massive.
Do you think he's just cut the sleeves off your dad's jacket?
Wonder actually, I couldn't get
your dad seeing Ian Wright? They back on? Back to each other?
Actually, do you know, nobody alive when I played MK Dons, fought with a boy Wright, bullied him to the ground. He fell to the ground and Ian, Ian Wright was like, that's out of order, right? And I was like, fuck off you, mate, Ian Wright.
Because he was a striker's coach, mate.
I pure regret it, obviously, because he was obviously just doing it, and obviously when you're heated, do you know what I mean? You go a wee bit like that, but oh my God.
He's a bit of a legend as well, isn't he?
I like Ian Wright a lot.
He's got a gold tooth, isn't he?
Is he?
Gold tooth, golden boot, fucking everyone's golden.
Golden shirt. It's great the public know now, though, Andrew.
He'll get as much gold as you, but...
No, thanks, Andrew. I love me, though, Simon, how the public know about... Has Man United youth? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, why was that kept? Why was that kept?
He's a modest man.
I try and keep it in a bit low. But yeah, do you know what? The good thing is that a lot of my Man U stories can now come out on this podcast.
Who were some of the guys that you came through with?
I love Andy, the story you told when you were a young boy with Gary Neville used to turn up with his sister's tights on.
I loved that.
No, but she's
mental.
Did Phil not used to turn them over his head?
In his eyes.
Brilliant.
But you know really well actually came through with Chadwick. Look, Chadwick.
Look
kind of similar actually, but
remember Chadwick had a breakdown until he went to Amsterdam?
Aye. Mate, honestly, he just went half a rails. I don't really want to say what happened in Amsterdam, but it didn't really go that well for him.
Oh, listen, forget the Man U stuff. Get ready. Simon, obviously the public can't see what Kevin Kelly's actually wearing, but what is he wearing today?
What is that, a boot tube? We'll start with Spurs v Man City.
Why not?
Mourinho is under pressure.
Simon, I believe with Mourinho, and I don't want to keep on talking when people want to talk, but I believe in Mourinho, Andrew, and I don't know if you disagree with me, that Mourinho is past his time in the football world.
I think so.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that he doesn't coach, he coaches defensively, but he doesn't coach going forward.
And I think you can see that in the park, Andrew. I think when you look at it, they've no identity to go forward like the Scottish coaches have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
Kev, what do you think happened to Mourinho? Do you play against his teams?
I've never actually met him. No. Never, no. He was after my time. He was at, was it Chelsea he came in? But I don't know what it is. Can I turn around and say the guy was a fraud? Because obviously he's won Champions Leagues. But something's happened somewhere.
You're going to say he's a fraud?
No, I'm not going to say he's a fraud.
I tell you what.
Something fucking seriously happened somewhere, whether he's actually lost his mind or Gareth Bale's just absolutely ripping the shit out of him.
Bale's all over
the man. Hell, man. But I swear to God, man, he's not the Jose Mourinho that we all remember for. Well, you and your Man U days, Fergie must have been under pressure when he came on the scene.
Were you at Man U when Porto beat them in the Champions League and he slid down the touchline?
I was. And I may as well just tell you now, Fergie was waiting for him in the tunnel.
Was he?
After the game.
What did he say?
Punch his stupid wee head in.
Yeah, I like that.
Which, it was coming.
Coming. Did you
remember Fergie says that you had maybe you wore the tight jeans in one day and he said you had the biggest bulge since Gary Palliser?
What's the best touch of all time?
Best touch, Bergkamp, Newcastle.
I'm agreeing. But the one that always stood out for me was that and Barthez clips a boy to Zidane and he does the Cruyff first time.
Oh,
Andrew,
that was good.
That was good. His touch was incredible.
Just as we were talking about shite goalies with Barthez, is Lloris overrated? He's like Firmino, mate.
Too many goals.
He's saving shots. Just loves playing. You know, football. He should be a centre midfielder.
See, generally, right? This is like, people think I'm joking when I say this. The top goalies in the Prem make mistakes all the time, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They like it to hear, mate, constantly.
De Gea, Alisson, Pickford, Lloris, all of them, all the time. Why? Mm. Is it just because they're asked to play with their feet more and some of them just maybe aren't that comfortable doing it?
You think when they do the TV rights at the beginning of the year and they spread the money out, it's as if they've got to be told to make the game look fucking
more appealing
than what it really is. So the goalkeepers, there must be a clause in each contract, goalkeepers are going to use their hands. Because fucking no goalkeeper wants to use their hands down there.
But Lloris, mate, he's a World Cup
French captain.
World Cup winning goalie, French captain. He's obviously not a bad goalie.
That's what ended him, the World Cup final. Do you remember the goal he conceded?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so he did when France were up.
That's what's affected him. Since then, he's never been the man that we knew he was.
But Jake, then he's looking at Eric Dier in front of him, he thinks, what the fuck's the point?
I can't handle this guy. Big fucking dunderhead.
Eric Dier.
But see, when you make a mistake, you just bounce right back and doesn't bother you. So what is your advice, Taylor?
What's your psyche?
Get back out there, Simon. Go back out there and go for it again. Regardless if you last few seconds, go again.
Just rise to occasion and try again.
Remember we were at Man U and try to replace Michael. Taibbi we had in, Bosnic came in.
They weren't ready.
Bosnic was lazy, wasn't he?
He was lazy, aye. Did Andy go in? He's the guy before today.
It was Andy that got the goal in.
Was it?
Andy Gorham into Man United, remember?
Aye, Big Gorham, aye.
I remember we played Everton last game of the season and we were in a hotel because we were flying to Marbella next day and guess who walked out of the hotel with a big, massive, gorgeous bird, Miriam. The goalie walked out, man. All right, lads.
Great number to it, though.
Have you heard this story?
No.
Are these have told before? Right, listen,
you played where, right?
You played where?
Air.
No, yeah. I never played where.
No. He was Scott McLaughlin.
Aye, and Scotty. The goalie came in, he was the goalie coach. He only turned up whenever he wanted, Andrew. And he turned up. And it was before the game. So you got Jaffa Cakes, wing gums on the table for people to snack on. Yeah. I like to snack on other things, Simon, yeah. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. A little thing I like to snack on.
What's
it? Cashew nuts, whatever you want to call it. But I remember you were sitting there before the game, very nervous. And the goalie walked in and looked at the table. I went, who the fuck would eat peanut butter? Because there was a tub of peanut butter there. Right? He said, who the fuck would eat peanut butter?
It's so absolutely disgusting, isn't it?
Disgusting. So we're not just telling us. Walks out the changing room, pops his head back in and says, great number of tits though.
No way.
Tub of peanut butter. So Andy Gorham loved peanut butter.
There you go. There's a wee insight there.
Smoother, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Mourinho digging out Bale's Instagram post. Bale posted a turning photo with the caption, good session today, which Jose said was a contradiction to reality, and he's made he's taking the piss out of him, isn't he?
Mate, he is, but Jose...
Bale does not care, man.
No, he doesn't, but...
What's going on there?
Jose, why does Jose always turn against players, though? It never looks good.
No, I know.
His time at Man U, he was constantly digging out players, and he really that injured. Like, he did it with Bale last week, said he's got this mystery muscle injury. It's like... That
just gets angry.
Gets angry, and he just takes out the players all the time. But Gareth Bale, he is fully half his fucking head.
He is all the nonsense. He should be on this podcast, Gareth Bale.
He's the kind of guy that could come on here and no look out of place.
Nah, he's the man. He's just what a career I've had. I'm no balling arse in him.
Nah,
three Champions Leagues. Fucking. Is he close to being Wales' all time top scorer and things like that?
But that means fuck all.
He just loves playing for Wales, doesn't
he? Speedy John Hartson. He's so quick.
It's because it's winter time and decent like the winter because you can't golf much in the winter.
Just see if you're Bale,
what is your 300 grand a week?
500.
Are you listening to Jose's nonsense?
I know, but Junior Stanislas is on 100
grand and he's still busting his balls.
And the way he trains and works every Saturday. So you've got to commend him.
He's digging mute again, isn't he? He's after
he's
me.
He's coming for
I'm struggling.
It.
I'm really struggling.
Jake, see if Mourinho does get sacked for Tottenham, Jake, that's his last big job.
Aye.
Nah,
I'd love him to go and
no
like fucking.
Who do you think he would take over?
Dagenham and Redbridge or something?
Where's he going afterwards?
Mourinho would be brilliant with a team like that.
Who?
Because he can sit in.
Dagenham. Just take Dagenham. Imagine he took Dagenham for League Two up to the Premier League, like Chapman.
He might replace David Martindale at Livy. Who's part of the bus?
He's trying to get Tottenham Stadium AstroTurf, didn't he?
Is he?
Just trying to get draws.
Andy, what were you saying? What players would you recommend for the SPL down to England? Who could go in and make a big difference? Because you're obviously into your agency as well, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Aye. Murray Davidson?
Ryan Fulton, Hamilton, Goley.
I'd say I'd look at the young ones that have got selling value. Callaghan,
yeah,
for one.
Mm-hmm. Who's the boy Man United are looking for? Is it Kane for St Johnston?
Chris Kane up top.
I think they're looking for him.
This is like a young Dwight York, innit?
Dwight York, aye. Aye. Fantastic player, that.
Remember Andy Cole changed the name to Andrew Cole?
Did he?
Remember it?
Aye.
What was that all about?
Didn't like being called Andy.
Mate, you know, listen to this one, you might disagree with me here. Dwight York was twice the player Andy Cole was.
No, I disagree. Nah. 100% disagree with you.
I disagree.
Who did that say?
You said Cole, York was twice the player Cole
was. No, the opposite way.
Yeah, Cole was brilliant, mate.
Cole was a fucking goal.
You don't
Do you know who I used to think was brilliant? Robbie Fowler, man.
Oh, left it. Honestly. Die for me.
To be fair, Dwight York at Aston Villa was brilliant. Like, I know he was out to Man
United. Yeah, York was better goal, eh?
York at Villa was...
Better player.
York at Villa was doing like Panenikas and everyone in the penalties back in the day.
Cole's record speaks for itself. I think he's like the fifth highest.
I think York is a better player.
Can I ask you a question though?
Of course you can, Andrew.
What's your opinion on Ryan Giggs?
Wow.
It's going to cause tails wagging.
I'll tell the listeners why I've said this, because you told me your opinion on Ryan Giggs.
What, he's overrated?
And I said, it needs to be on the podcast. We need to see what the listeners think of your opinion on it.
For a long time, I was obviously grew up a Man United fan, and I think Ryan Giggs is good, but I don't think he's the level they speak about him. I think he's overrated. There you go.
Because he never scored enough goals?
Well, I was obviously a wide player growing up. People kept saying that he would buy everybody, never. The one goal for Arsenal, he did. Yeah. But people go back to that, but it's going to sound really stupid, because everything I say to somebody, you can't really be... going against Giggs, and I'm he was a very good player, Simon.
So what are you putting him down as, like a James Milner type?
Aye. Andrew, are you with me in this one with Giggsy?
What I will say is, you cannot compare him to the likes of like your Salahs and Manny's now.
No. Can you?
No, because stats. Football is so different now. Like, back then, Giggs was 4-4-2, left wing. Cross the ball into the box to Cantona, Sheringham, Solskjaer, Cole, York. Football's just so different these days. Tactically, it's so different formations. All that. Mate, how many? Every team played 4-4-2 back then. Yeah. Every team. Yeah.
But then, was that no harder because you had to chase a fullback back as well? You had to do the dirty side, whereas front three now just stay high up.
Exactly.
The pitch.
Yeah. And when you look at like Ronaldo and Messi now, none of them are asked to defend. No. None of them. But see, what I will say is that I think the measure of a good player is how long he played at the top level. And the fact he completely changed his game at the age of 36, 37.
He was brilliant.
Andy was
just controlled it.
Reeboks.
So I'm going to ask you again, what do you think?
I think he was exceptional. Andy, I think he was world class.
No.
Nicky, where's Reeboks now?
No.
Is Reeboks still a make?
Mate, see when I was a young boy.
Aye.
What, still get football boots, Reebok? No,
Reebok Classics. Maybe no Reebok football, but
mate,
buy a
true story
by
it. See, I was a young boy at Rangers. I was a young boy at Man U. Aye. We were training one day, and the head of youth development came out, and he was like, listen, boys, we're guineas all free boots. And at that point, we were all buzzing, because a lot of boys didn't have a lot of money, or their families didn't have a lot of money. Boots, as we all know, very, very expensive.
Yeah.
So I come into my office after, you all get your free pair of boots. We opened them up. Green Lottos.
Oh. Craigan?
Green Lottos.
Is Craigan head of youth?
Do you know what we said? Get them to fuck. No wearing them. How bad were they back in the day? Come on, let's
mate,
be
we
honest.
Got, see, you say like we got the fucking Umbro was your sponsor, so we got the Scumbro XAIs.
Oh,
mate, it was like wearing fucking rugged
Umbro
boots,
boots back in the day was
no,
you
never
did.
Oh, shocking.
Umbro specials were alright, but the rest were terrible.
I'll tell you right now, it was the best boot to score the goals. Michael Owen, Alan Shearer, and Henrik Larsson. They all wore Umbro boots.
That's true.
And it was something about the boots that made you score goals. Exceptional. I can't believe you've turned on them.
Remember that Michael Owen video with Neville Southall, man?
That was absolutely genius.
He's 13 years old.
It's only when he's fucking 12 years old. Good man, Michael.
Michael Owen's the worst. Did you have a player in your first team that were the same size of boots as you and they would give you boots?
Toby Saunderson, goalkeeper, size 12. Sponsored
The goalie gave you his boots.
Sponsored by Nike. Every fucking month, 8 to 12 boxes would come in. Kevin, there's a box, a couple of boxes for you. Pay the Nike Tempos, rubbers and studs every month. Superb. Nike Tempos. You must remember the old Nike Tempos with the fold over tongue.
Rab Douglas, mate. Rab Douglas.
They were the be all and end all. They were.
My favourite were the R9s, though.
Mercurial R9.
Did you wear them?
I did, but...
Did you deserve to wear the Mandarin?
No, absolutely not. No, so then I moved to the... Remember the Spider F50s?
Blue ones and yellow ones.
Blue, yellow.
What were yours, Paul?
You used to get Craigans hand-me-downs, didn't you?
Yeah. Craigans, aye. Just bent up like that when it was
but they're not fake.
Si, what do you wear now in the current market?
Do you know what? I loved Big Sutty so much I used to wear fucking Valsports, mate.
Oh, that's disgusting.
They were so heavy, man.
Was there Valsport and Allsport?
Allsport, aye. But see, the tempos, Big Rab Douglas had to get a new pair every time he took a goal kick. Remember when he used to take goal kicks?
You know, you used to slide his knee.
It's because he used to, his balls used to fucking drop and top them.
Andrew, the Premier League has been said for years that it's the best league in the world. Would you agree on that?
He thinks the juniors up here is better.
Aye.
He's talking about that.
I think it's the most...
Money, maybe?
Aye, it's the most watched
biggest
league, which makes it the biggest league.
Would you say it's technically the best league?
I'd disagree.
Spain's shit now, though, isn't it?
Mate, I think the Bundesliga is so underrated. Yeah.
Good shout.
I think it's so underrated. Entertainment-wise, goals galore. Attacking football. Every single stadium sold out every week.
Best striker ever to play in the Premier League? Andrew?
For me, Thierry Henry.
100%.
Definitely.
Thierry Henry.
I think Alan Shearer's goals, obviously, you can't take away from, but the best striker...
Ego Austin's
that. Well, I'm going to tell you three right now, and I mean this with 100%, and I don't even want an answer back for you because I know the answer. Lampard's goals, Gerrard.
So, didn't say that last week.
What about the three of them? What are we picking at the three?
Scores.
Scores.
I'd say scores and scores as well, huh? Ederson, the penalty, should Pep up and take it?
Yes.
I know, why did he know it? Because that's the penalty for Rodri, was a sock full of diarrhea, man.
He was already at the edge of the box as well.
I know, he was up for it, man.
But he said that Pep in the week before said he was going to ask the goalkeeper to take it, so I don't know why he's back.
Rodri can't go.
Rodri's after him already. Like, I don't care if he scored.
I know.
Right. No, that's terrible, isn't it?
How's it been in?
Kicked the Doug Harden, man.
But I'd love to see Ederson take it, mate. He's generally right. He must be in the top 10 best passers at the bottom of the league.
Ball for the final goal. How are you able to ping the ball that hard, that
and
far?
Flat as well.
Flat.
It's
Colin Meldrum was like that, I thought you said.
Colin Big Melly, aye. Big Wellyhead.
Who was the worst kicker or a goalkeeper?
Stefan Kloss, by the way.
Aye.
Stefan Kloss, aye.
Mark Poom.
Unbelievable goalie, but couldn't kick the ball past. Anywhere near the halfway line?
Mark Poom was in the gym every day.
Worst.
What, doing the leg weights like?
Doing like on the gym every day for fucking 9 o'clock to 5 every day. See if you ever got into a fight with him, let him kick you. Because he fucking cunt anyone.
Kicking the kicky ball now.
He fucking kick the ball, man.
Mark Brown at Celtic.
Oh, Bruni.
He couldn't kick the ball.
Mate, he was my goalie at Kilmarnock. He would kick the ball up the way and it'd come back to him.
How good are goalies that have volleys, generally?
Remember Sanchez Brotto?
Oh,
mate, his side volley was a shambles, man. Oh, he could play at field as well, Sanchez. Any other goalies you played with that could play at field?
No, they're all too stiff though, eh? Because Wes is the first one that came to mind. Yeah. Very good with his feet, but how stiff is he?
He's stiff. He's got the thinnest legs I've ever seen in my life.
Trevor Carson.
No, tic-tac caps, he'd be...
Trev's decent.
Could play up front.
Yeah,
Trev, actually, I'll tell you a true story. I'm pretty sure that Trev played up front for Sunderland under-17s. I was in the 19s and he was the 17s and Trevor played up front for the 17s one day because I didn't have a striker.
Really, eh?
Aye.
Remember Stuart Pearce played David James up front?
That was the best ever. John Mack was on the bench. John Mack was warming up the whole game there, and David James going ahead of him. Unbelievable. Did Pearce win it?
Pearce should have got his coaching badges taken off him for that point.
Remember the one he beat, I get with Benitez or Wenger or something, he beat him. And right after the game, he ran down the tunnel for he got to shake his horn. He was that excited because he won.
Hey, Piercy.
Do you remember that?
No, busting for a shite, wasn't he?
Busting for a shite, Andrew, just don't. I know you love your goalkeepers. Who would you say is one of the worst goalkeepers ever in the Premier League history?
Oh, that's a great question, man.
That's a big question, but...
The worst?
Remember the guy, man, you...
Mate, see, generally though, right? I can't remember these games week in, week out, but see when you watch games back... Barthez had a right few hours, didn't he? And I'm not saying for one that he's anywhere near the worst goal in Premier League history.
He was brilliant for France.
See, when you watch Premier League years, he was having a howler nearly every week. Would you think who's your worst
goalkeeper? Oh, remember the boy
David Seaman.
Remember the boy with joggies?
Oh, crying.
Palace. He was filthy.
There were stains all over the joggies, weren't there?
Stuart Bearsies. Because he stains.
Roy Hodgson stains over his track.
John Stains.
What about Ancelotti after the fifth goal?
He's a legend.
Mate, see, here's a thing for you. Why did Man United not get Carlo Ancelotti?
He's a legend, man.
So cool.
What was that, a ball runner? It was a ball runner, wasn't it?
Aye.
Do you think it was a Bovril?
It was. Beefy Bovril.
Duncan Ferguson took you, didn't he?
Aye, he did. Big dunk.
Do you think his breath screaming a Bovril after gaming that? 100%. Has Denny seen to it? No, Ancelotti's not got a Bovril in
there. No, that was a Bovril. That was definitely a Bovril.
Duncan Ferguson told you.
Aye, exactly. That's what I mean. So I don't know why.
You couldn't get more opposite people than Big Dunk and Ancelotti.
What did they talk about?
The streets.
The streets?
Aye. Because Carlo was brought up in Naples, wasn't he?
Yeah, so he was the main streets in
Big Dunk, Easter House.
He's still on any rap block. Wild, mate. Where goodies for?
Is he?
They bang people out in the rap block, mate. You ever been there?
No, but there's a reason I've no, because Goody is.
Pete on rap block would punch fuck out of Pete on Naples.
Goodies are hard.
Think so?
Rap block. Mafia, wild, mate.
But Naples isn't really. Naples don't punch people about, mate.
Mafia.
Exactly.
And
Mafia also.
But is he on, like, managers eating that? Do you ever remember Stevie Field took the piss of food, didn't he?
Mate, he used them fucking chips in his pocket during the game. Stephen Frill.
Chips in his pocket?
Did he?
Aye. Nibbled them during the game, mate, out his pocket.
What about, see, pre-match, what did you eat for pre-match?
I don't like eating a lot.
No, I'm the opposite.
No.
I had so much.
What, you're pure burnt through the game?
Aye. So what, if you're going to be sitting on that, taste beans not
something like that? I would have just, if it was, the away games were easy because you had
had
a fucking full band. I would always eat healthy-ish. Up to the game, and then when I got to the stadium, I'd always got to stay and sit and hear a cup of tea and a couple of biscuits first, just to totally relax.
Would you know eat pretty much now?
I very, very little.
So 3 o'clock kickoff, wake up.
I'm surprised at that, Andrew.
Wake up, I'd have like a coffee and a banana or something for breakfast, literally just that. And then as soon as like pre-match came, I'd have like
such a poached
natural egg on toast or something.
Where did you get
but your see if I eat a lot, I feel so heavy, man.
You're such a macho man, and I don't know
how. What are you, Simon?
For pretty much, I'm the same as I didn't really eat much.
Straight to a Chinese or pizza after the game?
Nah, probably a pizza. Maybe straight to Domino's, didn't you?
My takeaway of choice after a game is usually 9 times out of 10 a Chinese.
Aye. What do you want for Chinese?
What do you get for Chinese?
Salt and chicken Mary Land, innit?
Salt and chili chicken peppers. Salt and
sauce.
Chicken Mary
Land,
sauce.
Salt and chili chicken. Lovely.
Sweet sauce.
No, curry.
You're the type that eats the full bag of prawn crackers, didn't you?
We just ordered prawn crackers. Just share them. Just a bag of prawn crackers.
You look as if you like pineapple fritters or something.
Right, we need to ask. Any word on Gavdino after him and his firm?
So my uncle down there phoned me this morning, actually. And he said he'd seen him literally just gone door to door, down streets.
Jacob, wasn't it?
But I mean, the boy that done these death threats, he must be regretting it, because...
But did you not say he's going about with his tool in his hand?
He's going about with his tool in his hand.
Is it big?
Going door to door.
Is it big tool?
It's bigger than Scholes's. I can't say how big, but he's on the charge. But listen, maybe the boy never heard the podcast last week.
Do you not see Martin Keown and Tony Adams are his henchmen? Is that right?
It's
Gav Dino's, aye.
No chance.
Troy Dini. What do you think Dino Davey actually gets hold of his Peter?
You would not want to find out, but you know.
That whistle will be going somewhere, won't it?
Derek Ferguson knows exactly what about that whistle.
Who jinks behind it? That's what I want to know.
I
think it's somebody close to home.
Jinx, so?
It's Mossy.
Maybe it's Dan McGallagher.
Mossy's into the pure underground grime scene, isn't he, in London? Mm-hmm. He's into all that ska music and that.
I thought that.
He's got his nipple pierced, didn't he, Mossy?
I had a huge collection of vests, I know.
What kind? Donny vests?
No, no, like the baggy ones.
Leather?
Like the big drop neck baggy ones. He's got his ears pierced.
Nipple. Prince Albert.
Aye.
What other refs think could be in for Mossy? Remember the other guy that was really good? Baldy. Webb. He's a poor jink, it's him.
Maybe he, because obviously the firm, the police.
So he's undercover against
Dino
to get him put away?
Because he's a big boy, you know.
You'll not catch Howard Webb, because he's the only man that's ever gave somebody 3 yellow cards in one game, so he gets away with everything.
Oh, so he did. So
but not, I think Dino's too big for that. I don't think they'll catch him.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, I think you will.
Think so?
Because you'll start to show his true colours now, I think.
Maybe. Maybe we need to stop talking about
it. Think he'll come for us?
Hopefully. Get the governor on here, we'll see what's happening.
Imagine he came up here with Dan G. Imagine that.
He's in his next video, isn't he?
I think it could also be Dermot Gallagher. Did you hear his interview?
Cause yeah, what is going on there?
He's getting the piss, isn't he? With that Irish accent.
Andrew? He's actually.
No,
he's been Irish all along. He's been putting an English accent on for years.
So it's Peter Reid as well, apparently.
What about that, though? That is bizarre, man. He's a
did he actually come up with an Irish accent out of nowhere?
Aye.
And how bad is it when people put on mad accents for no reason? See that. That Steve McClellan for me is the worst ever.
Joey Barton's,
aye. Joey Barton's at Marseille. Shocking.
Davy Moyes, remember? Irremendi.
He tried counting Spanish, didn't he? But he only said one.
Two, three, four.
That is terrible. By the way, somebody messaged in saying, is it true that your dad started interviewing people with his suit jacket on, calling himself Jeff Sleeves?
I'm throwing that. Just trying to think of something horrendous to say.
What team does George support in England?
He was actually brought up a Liverpool fan.
Brought up by who?
He was brought up with another George. His dad was called George. He died. Listen, Matt.
Where did your dad get his shoots?
Slayers.
Slayers?
Can we move on for this wee guy? Do I talk about him anymore?
Dermot Gallagher, what a job he's got for, eh? He'll get a fortune for that.
Is he on the telly?
Any chance of telling the truth, though? At least once.
He doesn't ever seem to get the right decisions, does he?
Well, he's just never against the refs, like ever. Mm. Never go against one decision.
So is the other guy on BT, Mike Walsh, is it? He never says anything against the refs.
Oh, no, that wee guy, I know who you're talking about.
And they're all over him. Something savvy.
They've got him on toast.
Wonder what that is, why that is. They can't say anything against the refs. Wonder if it's the glove.
Do you think the glove's in charge of the full?
Maybe
You cannot say a word. You cannot say a word against referees with the glove involved.
The glove knows that he's on a Monday. And the glove just gives a phone call on a Monday morning. Dermot, remember what you're saying. Dermot goes on there fucking pretending he's got to say this, got to say that. The gov number comes up on the phone, he's like, oh fuck, here we go again.
Jinky still goes to all the Tanmere away days, isn't it?
Nah.
I think he doesn't go to the game, I think he just meets other in car parks.
You want some?
So maybe like an hour before kickoff, go and day's business and then
see what happens. Did you not seen Dermot Gallagher at Quinny's this one of the night?
Who, Dermot Gallagher? Irish Connections, wasn't it, Sam?
What was him and Quinny there?
I don't know.
Keith, who was your hardest centre half you played against in the Prem?
James Forrest.
What about talking to hard men? Roy Keane's on Instagram.
That
can't be him though, can it?
One million followers
in a day or something,
and that's it.
And wow, doesn't follow anybody.
Doesn't follow Nathan.
What a hero, man.
Do you think he actually likes Micah Richards?
No, I think it's a show. Deep down you'll hate him.
Do you think that's part of the whole act?
They're just so different, aren't they?
This is going to be a bit controversial, but I've heard Keane isn't as hard as what he proclaims, and who can back me up is Johnny Walters.
Did you not offer him
Johnny Walters had him on toast.
Did he?
Yeah.
But also I think he has been in a few scraps, Keane.
He battered Schmeichel, didn't he? Uh-huh, cracked Schmeichel and put him in the ground.
Remember the time he squared up to Shearer? Shearer was just going to kill him.
No, he wasn't. Shearer
shot himself. Shearer would have done
that. Shearer would
have taken him. Ah, easy. Shearer's apparently hard as fuck.
Is he?
Aye. Remember Wally Glennie in the head?
Mate,
so he did.
Shearer's apparently solid.
I don't know.
Volley just snitched right out his gut, didn't he?
I think Roy Keane would be the type of fighter that he just wouldn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Andy, would you?
That's similar to you doing it, something else. Just want to stop.
You want to stop, aye. Andy, would you react well to a captain like Roy Keane?
Well, what do you mean? Would you? He played under him.
That's what I meant to say, sorry.
See, Roy Keane, he used to take his dog on.
He actually wasn't like that.
He used to take his dog on the Christmas do, so
you should take his dog on the Christmas do.
And he made you walk his dog around the nightclub.
Aye, but
he had to pick his shirt up with 50s.
But the reason I used to do that though is because
goals
how,
like a date naked.
he was happy-go-lucky, mate, back then. So he was.
Mm. Remember he used to shag you all the time.
Though? Aye, but see the only time he would get aging, right? He used to be obsessed with seeing that mint shower gel.
So he did.
That used to tingle your buzz. See if he stole that out his wash bag, he'd go off his head.
But remember, Keenan Gorham didn't go. Did they remember that?
Keane Gorham, didn't he?
I think Gorham wrote in his book, didn't he, that Keane wouldn't speak to him because he was a Rangers goalie.
Aye, that was a lot of nonsense.
Think so?
Aye, surely you're not like that. Would you be like if I came into the Rangers changing room?
No, I'd always love you, mate.
Would you?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Was Keane actually a proper big Celtic fan?
I think so, mate. I think he was desperate to play for. That's why he came, didn't I think that was one of the reasons why he came.
You played for him, didn't you?
I was on. I watched him for the bench a few times.
Was he unbelievable?
Say maybe like a dedicated.
Was he?
Never. What was he there a year? Never seen him. I mean, once gave the ball away.
So that was the same as with Fotheringham.
Mark Hoyt's under.
Just never gave it away.
Well, see if Keane played like a pass, he would shout Fotheringham.
Would he? I used to love that story though. You used to tell it, man. You anytime a new signing used to come in, you should just smash about their feet.
Gerrard and Carragher done that to players. Smashed in, and if you took a bad touch or whatever, that would be their mind made up.
They would say like, welcome to Manu.
But that's not a nonsense because...
Welcome to Manu, I'll just hit a shot at you and tell you to deal with
it. Aye.
He was always the highest earner as well, Keane, wasn't he?
Was he?
Always the highest earner.
Man United had to be, didn't he?
He said on Sky Sports News though, didn't he, that he never, ever, ever asked for a... He's never went to ask for a new contract or a pay rise. That's what he said.
Do you believe that though, I don't know.
Was he not one of the first footballers that didn't have like an actual agent? He had a financial advisor.
Was that a lawyer, wasn't it?
Kennedy, Mike Kennedy or something. Yeah. A name was I.
He was unbelievable, though.
Oh, brilliant.
Unbelievable.
He's so underrated, Keane.
Aye, very underrated.
But see, back in the day, he scored goals as well, didn't he?
Box to box, mate.
Aye, under Clough.
Clough knocked him out,
mate. Started.
Clough cracked him, knocked him out.
Aye, Clough cracked him, that's right.
Didn't he? Aye. Put him in the ground and they went out to the game and Keane was slating. But mate, do you know what this man? You might have been it. Keane and Fergie despised each other by then, didn't they?
I think so. That interview.
What was the interview? Was it on the Man U TV done it?
It was on Man U TV.
And slaughtered the boys.
Uh-huh.
But the Fergie no say something like Roy Keane, he started to run the dressing room or something like that.
He's trying to hang it.
And then Roy Keane says, I did. But I was the captain, supposed to run the dressing room. Which, to be honest, like 9 times out of 10, that's what captains did. Run the dressing room.
Be buzzing if you were a manager and you had a captain that ran the dressing room.
Right? Police and everything.
But Keane said, didn't he, in his last interview? Fergie got him up, him and David Gill. And say that's you done. But imagine the service he's gave to Manu and then getting told that.
But the thing is, he used to make his dog sit at Wes Brown's locker and Wes Brown had to stand.
So he did. So that was the order.
The dog would get put Wes Brown's seat gear in that one.
What did he do to Chadwick again?
Put the dog's lead on
Chadwick. He walked Chadwick in the chair.
He used to walk Chadwick
out to train him in it. So you sit there, boy.
Remember, he used to put a dog bullet for Chadwick.
Dog meat. Chadwick used to sprint up together.
Then he'd wag his tail, Chadwick, wouldn't he?
Chadwick wag his tail. I want me. Brilliant if you can. So maybe it was maybe time for him to go.
What about Man United just now? West Brom at the weekend, Kev?
I don't know.
West Brom should be part of it. They should be training 2 nights a week, West Brom.
Man, you must relieve Solskjaer of his duties, Simon, they must tell him to go and take Mike Phelan, his boss, as well. Simon, they've got to get rid of the two of them.
My new thing, like for me, I always look to like the goals they concede and the chances that the teams have against them. Like West Brom had some right good chances. That new boy up front for them could have scored a hat trick.
Bully Lindelof
and big Harry Maguire. I know how big Harry Maguire had a couple of chances himself, his headers to corner and stuff, but Harry Maguire, if that's what 85 million quid's getting you, you've got to be concerned with the world of football.
He just loves dribbling, man. Stop dribbling the ball.
Aye.
Harry Maguire.
He stands there, and that left hand's always up, pointing to everybody else where there to go. Footballers make their own mind up. I'm not being told by a fucking son of half a kidney fucking tap.
Do you know what's always stuck by me as well? The fact that Mourinho said live on Sky Sports News that Lindelof can't hear the ball after paying. I can't remember. Was it in the ball? Anyway, Manu bought paid like what, 30 million for him?
Yeah, it was in the ball.
And he played Lindelof the majority of games, but he's actually came out and says he can't hear the ball.
Yeah, the boy bullied him yesterday in the first goal. Was it a free kick they're asking?
No, just strong.
Put your body in front of him and grow up, man.
Aye. What about the goal for quality though, for Bruno Fernandes to Manu's second best player? It's too big, isn't it? Yeah. It's too big.
Even guys like Rashford are miles off Fernandes for me. In terms of everything that works.
See, Rashford though, Rashford's an end product away for being unbelievable. But
I'm not sure on Rashford, by the way.
But see when you see the difference. But Andy, see when you see the difference, Rashford who plays the same position as Mane. Mane's miles ahead.
But that's what I mean by an end product.
Work rate, consistency. Work rate as well, mate.
Aye, but how many chances does he miss? Rashford misses so many chances. Yeah. I used to think that was Sterling, sort of 5-6 years ago.
He's changed.
Did you not get a rash off me for? Didn't you?
Get Melon out of him.
But Martial's the one, mate.
Too lazy.
That frustrates you.
Oh my God. Get a bit of life, man.
You wouldn't even have him in your team. He's too lazy.
But that's it.
He just always looks raging, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. See, there's a great conversation I seen going about yesterday where when Man United play the bigger teams, guys like your Freds, McTominay.
Are you saying there was a conversation? Are you talking about me and you?
Aye. Right. Me and Si had a conversation about when Man United play against your top six, say, Champions League, McTominay and Fred probably say, well, they've done well today because the opposition team have got more of the ball. When Man United are the favourites and have
dominant force
and have got 75% of the possession, which they did yesterday for Big Sam's team. So with these guys, McTominay, when they've got 75% possession of the ball, are they then at the level Man United need, Andrew? And I know you're a McTominay's big fan of McTominay, and I don't mind that, but would you say guys like McTominay and stuff, when they're playing in these lesser teams and they've got more than 75% of the ball, would you say that they do enough? It's a fantastic question, Andrew.
It is a good question, but McTominay and Fred's job isn't hard for Man U in a team that has a lot of the ball. They get it and they get it to the Bruno Fernandes. Do you know why? Because the comment you made 5 minutes ago, Maguire, stop dribbling with the ball. Get the ball.
I want to see him demand it. Give me that ball, Maguire, man.
Because I remember you at Rangers, geeze it. Do they do that? I don't know if I can see it.
Do you think Bruno Fernandes is sitting there some games thinking,
see him getting frustrated.
He's so good, isn't he?
He's brilliant.
Honestly.
Do you know what I love about
him? How good is he?
See the amount of times he gives the ball away, right? And it just doesn't matter because he's that special a player.
Mm. See his goal or assist return in the amount of games he's played under Man United.
His finish was brilliant.
Control
from the height that's come down. Unbelievable.
It's a fantastic debate, Si, and Andrew, I don't actually think you've covered yourself in glory with this debate here regarding McTominay and Fred. You've not actually said that. The Man United maybe need to look at taking one of them out when they've got 75 possession of the ball.
I'd put Fernandes back one.
And who would you play in there, Simon? Would you bring
Greenwood in there?
Why
didn't need Fred and McTominay against West Brom? Yeah,
I would take Greenwood in the 10.
No, I'd maybe put a Rashford in at 10 there. Could you play him there?
10's a specialist role. You can't do it. Bruno's perfect for it. Yeah, there's an argument, Pogba, but he's not fit, is he? Yeah. So maybe the issue is they don't have enough players. Paul?
I think Greenwood's going to be the best at Rashford and Martial.
Well, his finishing ability is different class. Mm. The guy just shoots, moves, tries to get it on target with us. Like you said about Rashford earlier, he's probably got more footballing attributes, but his end product is just no quite there. He can get himself into great positions and see for somebody that can hit dead balls the way Rashford can. See when he's like one-on-one with a keeper and he doesn't score, you're thinking, your quality should be putting that in the net all the time. But I don't, Man United, for me, they're in a position I think is false because I think in some of the big games they've played, they've got lucky.
Mm.
And it's masked over their big problems. So I
actually with Man United, Kevin, is they were doing well, but as soon as they smelt the league table, the championship going to them, they were not interested, Simon.
No.
And that comes down to your manager, I believe. I don't think that man is going to lead Man United to a trophy. There you go, Andrew.
Remember Roy Keane used to put you in goals and let his dug hit free kicks into you?
I used to do my head in.
Did you do it?
Aye, all the time. No, you know, we call it red ass, you used to call it red duggers. You said they might.
No, they're not going to win the Premier League, brother. No.
Man City are levels above. Levels above.
But what's this is a great match point, Andrew, since you're a fantastic centre midfielder with Ilkay Gundogan. What has changed with him this season? His goals return.
Maybe because De Bruyne is not in the team as much.
Can't answer. But let me tell you what, right? Well, let me tell you one thing, which is looking back, it was an incredible statement. Do you remember? A few months ago where Pep came out and says that Gundogan can play up front and everybody was like,
what's he talking about?
What?
I should never think.
That's it, he's lost it. But tell you what, where's this comfy?
I know. I think to see Pep back for it.
See, the thing is, Pep last year, I think, worried too much on having a main striker, whereas this year he's built a team around no having that main striker.
Good point.
Sterling, who used to be the focal point of everyone, he's now become mayor. Game aware. It's not about him having to do everything. He's now leaving things off, and you've got Foden coming through. Look, there's the De Bruyne's not even playing, and they're ripping teams apart. And like you say with Gundogan, I think it's because of the system they play and the players they've got in their system that allows Gundogan just to kind of go and do what he wants. That's how he's finding himself in these possessions where he's getting the goals. And I think what's happening this year, they're no worrying about no having a main striker, whereas last year I think they put too much emphasis on it. And it affected them, whereas this year they've just kind of let it flow, and that freedom and flowness about the team they've got is putting them miles ahead of
everyone.
But you
said that the strikers went when he took them up to Niall Quinn's, wasn't it? And after that they've been hopeless.
That's exactly what happened, Si. He got to Big Quinn's house and Big Quinn tried to turn Aguero into a target man. Just not going to happen.
There's another team that's gone. Liverpool, completely gone.
But this is where top manager, the fact that fans want to see the back of him is an absolute shambles, right?
I know, but it's Roy Evans that wants him, isn't it?
He wants to do it.
He wants to do it.
Maybe a fair argument for him to get it.
Yeah. But see, seriously, right? See with the way they play, when they're attacking the full teams at the halfway line, the defender halfway line, if you want to play to the top, we've got Joe Gomez and Van Dijk, the two fastest centre halves in the world to defend. You can't do that with Jordan Henderson and Fabinho at the back. How many goals have they conceded for just a ball at the top? In a 40-yard one-on-one against Arsenal.
It is very much like Celtic this year.
Aye.
How they concede goals.
It's too easy, isn't it? Uh-huh. It's just too easy.
And who was the player of the year last year?
Salah.
Premier League player of the year.
De Bruyne Henderson.
Jordan Henderson. Take him out of centre midfielder. I think it's been massive.
I just think when you had the way Liverpool played last year with the three going forward, Mane, Firmino and Salah, and you had Robertson and Arnold going up the wings, you always had that cover and pace with Gomez and Van Dijk.
But also Henderson.
And also Henderson sitting in front. So now when you've got Henderson being the Van Dijk of the team and Robertson and Trent Alexander up the park, these diagonals in between their space are there and they don't have the height or the space to cover. Whereas with Gomez and Van Dijk, they had the awareness and the pace to cover more than the two guys that are in. I think that's ultimately the problem.
You
can't replace Van Dijk. You can't replace Gomez because...
But even though you can't replace them, surely you play don't defend that.
You change your system.
You've got the same pace.
You've got to change your system.
Great point, Andrew.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Maybe sit in and try and play on the counter.
Aye, exactly. Yeah. Maybe just get Sam in at the end of the season.
Remember Samantha. Richard Key said Pep should get Big Sam as his defensive coach?
Did you hear Firmino when Salah scored? Thank fuck that wasn't amazing.
It's a chance, didn't it?
We need to say Brendan Rodgers. What a job.
Aye.
I think he's absolutely...
Do you know the most impressive thing, sorry, isn't it?
Not at all, Simon.
Hardly spent big money on players as well. Since he's been in there, who's he bought? Two fullbacks, the boy for
Castagne.
Luton as well, Justin.
James Justin.
Very good.
He's actually got a bad injury.
Who's the boy having Barnes on loan?
No, Barnes is... He was on loan at somebody, but Barnes is a Leicester player.
Mate, he's
brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm coming up your house after this. Oh, fuck
you. Can't he, mate? Shit. Apparently, Rodgers tried to sign that Castagne at Celtic.
And Justin.
I did. But the boy, James Justin came for low league.
Luton.
Unbelievable, by the way. Look, is he on at Luton? 100 grand. Rodgers is exceptional for the English public. Me and Rodgers did share emails. Didn't we, Andrew?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Brilliant. Just what that just sums him up, what a special man he is to reply to me. You know what
he's
I mean?
Always he's always see him on the side, mate. He's always clapping the wee hands, man. But he's always
see the boys that they said he was nobody would, but he's not to be messed with either. But do you mean he's very positive, right? He's one of his coaches.
Is it like, he's good pals with Dini, isn't he?
Well, maybe that's where he gets his presence for.
Do you know, so you had a picture of Mike Dean? The boys were saying he had a picture of Mike Dean up in his office, didn't he?
He offered massive.
With a big gold chain.
And he just does that, just points to it, didn't he? When they walked in, just points. And then they know exactly, don't mess with me. But no, he is exceptional.
Do you think he's shrunk since he's been there?
he looks small, didn't he?
He never looked that small.
Mate, see the way he's looking now compared to when he was at Liverpool?
He looks great now, didn't he? He blown up at Liverpool, didn't he?
He's a bit heavy, let's say. But can I just ask a wee point just away, just quickly here? See these teams, Burnley and Wolves, who rest players in the FA Cup. I can't get my head around this. Wolves are only playing for it in the league, and then they're resting players with Southampton. In the FA Cup, they get put out, and then they beat Southampton in the league. Why are they no caring about the FA Cup? I don't understand it. Andrew?
I'm with you, Paul.
Why did they do it?
It's the best chance to win silverware, isn't it?
I don't...
Yeah, trophy.
I can understand
totally,
it now.
They've totally disrespected the value of the FA Cup. And what it means to fans to get to the final.
I can understand that, see, the team's low in the league without relegation, because the money in the Premier League now, Simon, is exceptional. But certainly, teams like Wolves, I don't know what the...
How much did Arsenal bam up the Europa League? 14-year-olds making debuts, isn't it?
Beat that from that for years.
11 changes every week for the Europa League.
14-year-old.
Why do they try and get into the Europa League if they just want to keep making the job?
See, when they're at it, they don't want to win it, do they? Nobody wants to win the Europa League.
The only but they still is... finished 10th in the Prem.
Jamie Carragher said that Jamie Vardy, there may never be a better transfer in history. I think it could be true. I played against him at Leicester. We played the FA Cup. Vardy was so sharp, man.
See
when you play centre mid and that striker that keeps fucking nicking the ball if you play behind you, mate. See in terms of donkey work, man. Oh my god.
See when I played against him, right? I didn't think he was anywhere near like what he would be.
Who did you play with him?
Like when he was at Leicester. I thought Mahrez was the one. I thought Mahrez was unbelievable in that list.
Did you play against that team?
No, Middlesbrough and Blackpool. I played against them both times.
Mahrez,
I remember we could beat him 3-1 at the King Power, and Mahrez was a joke. Honestly, a joke. But I know this sounds stupid saying this, right? But I thought there was like 3 or 4 or 5 Vardys in the Championship at that point.
Right.
Strikers that were quick. Used to harry and used to try and press it ass when they were on the ball, and they were just constantly running behind the pace and got a good finish. But you now see, no, he is more than that. But at that period in time, I wouldn't have thought he'd be like this.
Canty not putting in?
No, Canty wasn't there.
Supposedly he's only second best finisher at Leicester, eh? Mm-hmm. Wes Morgan's best finisher in the club, supposedly in training.
He takes the finishing?
Takes the drills.
Big Wes.
Was it Fleetwood he got him for? Fleetwood were in the conference, wasn't it? £1 million?
Aye, Fleetwood, but... you're right, it was conference.
Because everyone was saying £1 million for a conference.
You remember when Leicester,
is it unbelievable?
When Leicester won the league, should he have moved on after that?
No. Because I don't think he would have the desired...
But look at Mahrez, but...
And a different team than to what he does at Leicester.
They play to his strengths,
and he's the main man, whereas if he went to a Chelsea or somewhere like that, he wouldn't have played every other week.
His record is unbelievable in terms of goals.
And especially against the top six. His record against like Man U's and Liverpool's, that's unbelievable.
Supposedly drinks about 10 Red Bulls a day, didn't he?
And Snus, obviously Snus and all, didn't he?
Aye.
Good man. Eats it, didn't he?
He looks like he's got like a staffy in the house and that as well, didn't he? A proper chav, didn't he?
He's fucking...
How many night track do you think he's got?
With the baggy night
track. Aye, the baggy ones.
Funnels are tracksuits, isn't
he? He must love MC music, wouldn't he? Andy MC.
I heard he's got a subwoofer in his motor.
Blasting it back.
He's got a city driver in a Subaru.
A Subaru, with a big subwoofer at the back. Jiggy's got spoilers.
Definitely. Body kit. He's got a body kit. He's super in it.
What a man.
Rims with fucking LED lights and that on the side.
Is that you at Niall Quincy's again? Right, lads, that's us. Anything else you want to discuss?
Just before we go, who's going to get the 4th place in Champions League spots?
Liverpool.
Who do you think Leicester second?
No, Man U second, I think.
Nah.
I think Chelsea might come strong.
Tuchel,
Moisey, keep West Ham.
Their players aren't good enough.
Nah,
Big house.
He's too big house. He doesn't care.
Big house.
How big a house is it, David?
Massive.
Tell us.
It's got to be Man City, Man U, Leicester, and Liverpool top four now.
Yeah. I still think Liverpool's finished second, Diego.
Do you?
I don't think their defenders are back.
Andrew.
I know, but they just
signed the two new ones, didn't it? But that Ben Davis done. He got injured at the weekend.
Who's going down?
Fulham have surprised me.
What? He said Fulham. They pop it about
a team.
We Scotty Parker.
Aye, West Brom are done.
West Brom and Sheffield United are gone, and it's between Fulham, Newcastle, and
And I say days we see watching Sam Fitwell. Remember Bolton, Kevin Davies, and Nakotcha,
Ivan Campo,
Kevin Nolan,
Jorkaeff.
Oh, what a team! Mate, I'm telling you now.
I can be your hero, baby.
That's what Sam used to sing, wasn't it? I can kiss away the pain. Big Samantha. He'd sing in a higher note.
What's the JJ Akocha?
What a player, mate. Don't get players like that anymore.
That's us done, let's go.
Great boys.
Thanks very much, boys.
Well done, boys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.